I call this meeting of Sylvania City Council for November 1st, 2021 to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Capalini?
Here.
Mr. Frye?
Here.
Mr. Hanem?
Here.
Mr. McCann?
Here.
Mr. Richardson?
Here.
Ms. Stowe?
Here.
Mrs. Westfall?
Here.
All seven members of City Council are present, therefore a quorum does exist. We'll move right to our Pledge of Allegiance for this evening, led by Mr. Frye.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Additions to the agenda, I have none for this evening. Mr. Frye?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Members of City Council. Mr. Aller?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mrs. Bryan?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
And thank you to Laura Bigelow for filling in tonight for Sharon Booker, who has a family emergency going on. If there's no changes to the agenda, there's a motion to approve the agenda as submitted.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and the agenda for this evening's meeting is approved. Approval of meeting minutes from our last regular meeting on October the 18th. Mr. Frye?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to move adoption of the meeting minutes for the council meeting of October 18th, 2021 as submitted.
Second.
And moved and seconded to approve those meeting minutes from October 18th, 2021 as submitted. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, those meeting minutes are approved. Moving on to agenda item five, this is the 2022 budget. This has been through committee. In talking to the finance director, he received no inquiries from members of council beyond initial inquiries made by Mr. Frye. It is the administration's recommendation that we just have a first reading of this ordinance tonight so that it remains in the public domain for the next 2 weeks and the public can take a look at it and comment as they see fit. Mr. Frye?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 71-2021 and read by title only. To make appropriations for current expenditures and other expenditures of the City of Sylvania, Ohio for the fiscal year ending December 31st, 2022.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. That is our first reading. We will have a second reading 2 weeks from tonight and City Council may approve it at that time. You can approve it tonight if you choose. There is no legal requirement that it be read more than once. We just feel it's appropriate to let it be out there in the public domain for the next 2 weeks. We would like it to be approved no later than December 1st meeting so that the finance staff can begin to load it into the computer. All right. Moving on to agenda item six, finance and debt policy amendment. Mr. Schreier?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The only changes we made were the changes that were approved and discussed in the finance committee meeting. Most of them just minor bookkeeping items as far as adding the funds to the interest or any allocation, things like that. And we changed one specific item for council approval on transfers. But again, we've only changed the items that were discussed in the finance committee and approved.
Questions or comments from members of City Council? Hearing none, Mr. Frye?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce resolution number 16-2021 and read by title only. A resolution of the Council of the City of Sylvania approving the City of Sylvania financial and debt policy. I move for passage of resolution 16-2021 as an emergency measure.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for passage of resolution number 16-2021 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and resolution number 16, 2021, is enacted as an emergency measure. Moving on to agenda item seven. This is a request to advertise for bids for the second phase of our large sanitary sewer pipe lining project. I'm sure you've all seen the activity on Sylvania Avenue and now McCord Road heading south toward Central for intersection closure this weekend. But this is for phase two. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, this is the second phase of the project. First phase is on schedule, and as Mayor mentioned, we will have the Central Avenue closure going on this weekend. It will start at midnight, Friday night, Saturday morning, never know how to properly say that, and then extend through Tuesday, 6 through the 9. But everything is on pace and ready to go. All the proper arrangements have been made with ODOT and county and township. This second phase is the lining of about 4,085 feet of 36-inch sanitary sewer, using the same plate, same process, pre-replaced pipe lining process, as well as about 74 vertical feet of concrete manholes that will be installing a pulmonary air lining system on to protect them better from sulfide gases in that line. The estimated cost of the project is $1,397,614. We have a 49% grant for the project, so we have a grant in the amount of $684,848, and that will be the balance of $712,801 for the city to cover, and our plans are to take out a second OWGA loan on that project and pay that back over 20 years. The current interest rate through the OWDA was 1.73%. That can go up and down over the course of the next few months, but wouldn't anticipate too much of a change. So we would request that the project council be authorized to advertise this. This project is in our 2022 capital improvement plan. We're advertising now, and then we want to be ready to award it right after the first year. We request permission to advertise.
Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Fry.
Not specifically about the request, Mr. Aller, but just more generally, given it's 2022 and there's been lots of conversation, lots of pressure on labor availability and the like, and have we started to see that in our bid responses? Back any material amount of inflation?
I think more so on the supply side, the material side, not so much on the contractor side so far in the local market, but I think some of the supplies and the materials, we're seeing increases in cost on those. One of the issues that we're dealing with, that we're working with the existing contractor on, phase one is they've seen a 17% increase in the cost of the resin that they use to cure the fiberglass liner. Between the time that they did and now that we're in construction, which is about a 9-month period. So that is impacting construction. So.
Thank you. The city of Sylvania is taking care of this issue before there are problems. Lucas County was recently awarded a grant, I believe it was part of the American Recovery Act. Their pipes run as big as 6 feet in diameter, and they will be following a similar reconstruction and reinforcing, but perhaps not the lining project. Those are pipes that are big enough that we can get into them. But they are proceeding with that project, I believe, next year as well, Mr. Aller?
That's correct. If construction would be either 22 or 23, I'm not sure on the exact timeline, but they're moving forward with that.
These pipes are concrete. They date back 50 years, And this was a time when the city of Sylvania had a choice either to pump its effluent towards Toledo or towards Waterville and Lucas County plant. Our predecessors here made the decision to pay a little bit more to head south towards Lucas County plant. And now the rates for the Lucas County system are substantially below what they are in the city of Toledo. We are far better off than the way we've gone, but gee, I hate to have to dig up any of these big concrete pipes, some of which are really deep underneath McCord Road and have to rebuild any of them. So this is good forward-looking work. Thank you, Mr. Aller, for finding the grant money to get it done. With that, we need a motion to authorize the clerk to advertise. Mr. McCann.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move that we authorize clerk of council to advertise for bid for the large diameter sanitary sewer lining project phase two.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to authorize the clerk to advertise for this project. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. On to agenda item eight. This is an issue for then and now certificates that the finance director discussed with you earlier. These were brought to us by the auditor this year, and the rules have changed on us. Mr. Schroyer.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Again, our auditors made the recommendation, the state auditors, for council to do a special approval for all then and now certificates of a value of $3,000 or more. What you see before you is multiple months. At this going forward, and this is going to be a lot shorter. It'll be a monthly list. It'll be a lot shorter. But unless there's any questions, any specific items, this is a new process we'll be doing on a monthly basis, and we request your approval.
Mr. Schroyer, have all these, obviously the ones I presume in August and September have already been paid, but have all the ones in October been paid? That one on the 19th, for instance, that's not very old.
They would have been paid.
Right? Okay. Just double checking.
We prep vendor checks every 2 weeks.
I assume that that...
No,
no, I appreciate that. I assume that we had paid them, otherwise they wouldn't be on this, but just double checking for the record.
We do pay payroll 1 week, not payroll next week.
Some of these items are already approved items in the budget, and to avoid having then and now certificates, finance department is considering doing blanket purchase orders in advance. For instance, we all know that we're going to be paying the city of Toledo for our water purchases. That does not need to be a then and now certificate. We can do a purchase order in advance on that, and that's true of several of the things on here. What you will see in the future will be mainly things that are unanticipated and not in the budget, and we can't do a purchase order in advance on them. Mr. Schroyer, you're looking for a motion to approve these? All right. Mr. Pry.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'll make a motion to approve the then and now certificates from the memo dated November 1st, 2021.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve these purchases as then and now certifications. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. We're all the way to agenda item nine. Mr. Richardson, a brief report of your meeting just held in these council chambers.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Tonight, a little after 7 p.m., due to some technical difficulties, we had a employee and community relations committee to discuss proposed resolution number 11, the Five Eyes of Disability Justice. And we in attendance, we had Ron Volk and Sam Meldon. Ron opened the meeting by introducing the Five Eyes and stated that the Toledo and Waterville have passed resolutions similar to 11, and then he gave an overview of the Toledo Lucas County Commission on Disabilities. Mr. Volk also provided a packet of information regarding the group and the legislation, and Sam Meldon of Toledo City Council presented on the Five Eyes in more detail and explained it is not a policy agenda but more of a policy framework. Mr. Hanum brought up a point of wanting to know if the policy was legally enforceable, and Ms. Brining stated she did not believe it would be, but that we could still change the language if necessary. The committee, The committee decided to have administration rewrite the legislation slightly for future council consideration, and we're going to take a look at that and hopefully pass this at the next council meeting. And we adjourned at 7:41.
Thank you, Mr. Richardson. Is there any other committee reports to be made at this time? Or committee referrals? Hearing none, I bring your attention to information item A. That's your third quarter 2021 management reports. As always, I encourage you to review them and put them in your binders for future reference. I know I refer to them often. If there's no further business, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and this council stands adjourned until its next regularly scheduled meeting, 2 weeks from tonight, on Monday, November 15th at 7:30 p.m. Mr. Volk, thank you for attending.